Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. This Thursday at Fenway Park, the Boston Red Sox are scheduled to open the regular season. For the first time since 2019, the stands will have some fans. Not many, because of pandemic protocols. In this disorienting time, one beacon of reassuring familiarity is Joe Castiglione, the Sox radio announcer since 1983. His voice is part of what makes Boston, Boston. He landed in the history books with this call when the Sox finally won the World Series in 2004.
The 1-0 pitch, here it is. Swinging a ground ball, stabbed by Folk, he has it. He underhands to first, and the Boston Red Sox are the world champions. For the first time in 86 years, the Red Sox have won baseball's world championship. Can you believe it?
We caught up with Joe by phone as he was just about to leave spring training in Florida for Boston.
Well, looking forward to having some fans in the stands, 12% to start, which I believe is the lowest among any major league city, but hopefully we'll get back to normal.
What are you most looking forward to about calling the game at Fenway in front of a crowd?
Hearing that buzz, that real the buzz that you hear when the batter for the opposing team grounds into a double play or a Red Sox player hits one over the Green Monster in the Lansdowne Street, or Sweet Caroline in the middle of the eighth inning, not just the musical version, but with fans singing along, all those type things. I think that we've missed so much. We've had a little bit of it in spring training with approximately 1,900 people in the stands, about 20%. But I think to hear it at Fenway Park where the games count and fans are passionate like New England fans are will really be sweet music.
Tell us a little bit about the vibe last year, that whole abbreviated baseball season with no crowds. How did that feel as a broadcaster?
It was certainly different and very strange in many regards. We didn't travel. We had no contact with anyone. We still don't at this point and probably will not have any personal contact other than Zoom or telephone interviews until midway through the season, if then. But it was very, very different. We went to Fenway Park, and as broadcasters, you know, we usually get there, go to the clubhouse to talk to players, interview the manager for the pregame show, hang out in the field during batting practice to pick up information, and just to socialize. But there was none of that. We took the elevator right up to the broadcast booth on the fifth floor and were entrenched there. Nobody was allowed up to see us. We weren't allowed anywhere else in the ballpark. It was okay when the team was home. We had a live game in front of us. But when the team was on the road, and we normally travel on the team charter and do every game away from home, we had a series of TV monitors set up, one big screen showing what fans see at home. We called the play-by-play off that big screen, basically. We had fake crowd noise piped in, which baseball recommended. They still have that, too. If capacity's under 25%, we'll still have the fake crowd noise this year. And it was lonely, too. When the team was on the road, there were eight of us at Fenway Park. So that was a little weird. I think the strangest thing was when you call the play, if it's an exciting play off the camera, you're following the ball. So it's the same as calling it live in front of your eyes. But it's the aftermath where you don't hear that screaming crowd if the home team has just hit a game-winning home run. It's a little bit different doing it off the TV monitor. We'll be doing it again, at least the first half of the season. Baseball's a radio game. It really is a radio game in that it can be background sound for people who then all of a sudden tune up their antenna, and when something big is happening and the announcer's voice rises or the crowd starts to rise in volume, and you can sense that something is happening. People do like to hear the buzz of the crowd when there is a substantial amount in the stands. They like to hear the hot dog vendors, the crack of the bat. It all adds to the ambiance.
You've called some ball games at some really difficult times when people are struggling after 9/11, after the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013, and during this pandemic. As a veteran broadcaster, how do you find the right approach to be uplifting, be a balm, remind us of some of life's joys when games are a little bit far from the focus?
You have to look at it as a fan's diversion. We took the approach that we're giving you the ball game, some entertainment, to get away from thinking about this pandemic, to get away from it for a while, and to have your attention diverted somewhat.
If you, Joe Castiglione, got walk-up music, what would your walk-up music be?
That's a great question. I've really never thought about that. Probably it would be something from Motown, my favorite sounds. Maybe Get Ready by The Temptations. Get ready for the game. Get ready for my at-bat.
Veteran Boston Red Sox radio announcer Joe Castiglione. And to read more of his thoughts about life behind the mic for the Sox, go to WBUR.org.